Exciting episode of Pretentious Internet Theater. I am your host, Andrew Cook, and I'm so leet I can fit on the forbidden journey of Harry Potter in 4 clicks. Yeah, that's still a bit much. It was a fun ride, but there'll be an alter ego and a podcast for that. Next year, kids. Next year. We're in this together. Tonight, I bring to you a holiday special written by Chappelle fan. Matter of fact, with the holidays here, it's a quote by Benjamin Franklin. A good conscience is a continual Christmas. Before we get on with our story, I'd like to remind you that you can follow this show on Twitter at Pit Podcast. Email us at thepitpodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, become a fan on Facebook. With that said, let's get on with our story. Pretentious Internet Theatre proudly presents a non-denominational My Hime holiday special. Disclaimer.
I do not own or claim to own My Hime Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or any other holidays or shows. My Hime is copyrighted to Sunrise Studios, as well as Bandai Entertainment. Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah are copyrighted to their respective religions.
A non-denominational My Hime holiday special. It was a cold winter afternoon at Fuka Gakuden, or Fuka Academy, the rarely referenced Fuka University. You see, after the business with the Hime Star, no one could decide what to call the school anymore. Snow fell beautifully onto the school grounds as all the students were getting ready for celebrating the holidays. As traditional, as redundant, as cliché as ever. In fact, one Tokiha Mai was cooking up a batch of gingerbread men to go with her gingerbread house, to go with her gingerbread city. Yosh! Redhead girl, ride out in joy. I have a Christmas tree in the corner. She pointed to it at the side, glistening with ornaments and shavings. And I have 8 candles lighting on the menorah with some fresh latkes, she muttered, making sure the candles burnt brightly before the guests arrived. And I have some Kwanzaa candles ready to be lit. She pointed to the side with a table with the Kwanzaa, Kinara, various colors. And with this, it will be the best Chrismukka Kwanzaa ever, she pointed to herself. Mai was so proudly politically correct that she believed she deserved a humanitarian award. However, before she could manage the Prime Minister of Japan giving it to her, the doorbell rang. Quickly, she opened the door to find an eager cat girl dressed in a Santa suit with golden eyes spelling out innocence the whole way through. Presents! Mikoto yelled as she dashed towards a Christmas tree. However, the orange-haired girl quickly grabbed her by her hair loop and restrained her from opening the gifts. No, 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 Mikoto. You can't open presents yet. You have to wait for the guests to arrive so we can celebrate Chrismukka Kwanzaa together. The cat girl looked at Mai, the blank look on her face. What's Chrismukka Kwanzaa? Tokiha Mai felt very glad to answer her question. She sat in the giant armoire chair and patted her lap, signaling the cat girl to get on it. You see, Mikoto, not everyone celebrates Christmas. For people under Jewish descent, they celebrate something called Hanukkah. Then, there are African Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa. It's like Christmas, only they light candles and give presents for 8 days.
Not really.
Obviously, the poor girl didn't realize mentioning presents would be rather dangerous in her position. "Presents!" Mikoto cried out as she leapt on Mai's lap several times. "Presents, presents, presents! Can I get 8 presents too, Mai? I've been very good this year, and I haven't swung my sword again after the samurai incident. Please, please!" Mai, at the drop of a hat, would refuse this request, but witnessed Makoto's golden eyes shimmering wildly. The sight melted Mai's heart. With a look so sweet, it was a mixture of eggnog and sugar plums. Sure, it was disgusting, vomit-worthy, and bound to turn off most people, but for Mai, it gave her a bit of hope for the holiday season. "Okay, I guess I can do a bit of last-minute shopping," Mai replied. Mikoto cheered as she ran around the Christmas tree. Then she ran around the Hanukkah menorah and Kwanzaa menorah just to be safe. Mai shivered outside in the cold, trying to beat out the last-minute shoppers competing over the gifts. 21 people were trampled. Normally Mai would have stopped to help them, but she had a gender of her own. "Let's see," she said to herself softly. "What can I get for Mikoto that will last 8 days?" Mai assumed that her gift to Mikoto was already a day's worth of gifts, so she had to measure what she would get. She ran inside a department toy store, shoving and pushing past the crowd. But as she passed empty shelf after empty shelf, her options were limited. "I don't think Mikoto likes tea sets so much. The last time I got her Barbie dolls, she was making darts out of them. The last 5 Xbox 360s I got her were all Red Ring of Death." As she slowly cursed Bill Gates under her breath, she found the perfect gift. A set of box chocolates. She reached for it. Another hand happened to grab it. Mai sighed, looking at the blonde gangly boy staring at her. "Tokiha, what are you doing here?" Yuishi Tate stuttered under his breath. "Oh, I'm just here to get some chocolates. What are you doing here?" Wait, she's going to feed chocolate to a cat? "I'm just here to get some presents," he shouted, blushing. Mai blushed as well. Could it be that Tate was planning on giving her chocolates? "For Shiho," he shouted at the last minute. Mai forgot how much of a dick Tate could be. "Oh, I see. Well, I was going to get these for Mikoto." "That's okay. You can have them." Tate, with the chocolates pushed on him, felt guilty. "No, I can't take these. You take them." Mai was flattered at the gesture. "Confused. I said you take them. And I said I don't want them now." Mai started to get a bit angry now. It was odd how thick-headed Tate could be in contrast to Mai's cool-headedness. "No, I said you take them, dammit. Well, I changed my mind. You can have them as a Christmas present." Mai shoved them back. "Well, then this is my New Year's present to you." "Happy birthday," Tate yelled as he pressed his forehead against Mai. "Okay, okay, okay," Mai cried, retreating backwards. "Let's rock, paper, scissors for it." Both, in the Mexican standoff position, made their hand gestures. "Rock," cried Tate. "Scissors," Mai replied. "Ha, you lose. So you take the chocolates," Tate smirked, not realizing who ultimately won the contest. "Wait, I thought you already got Mikoto a present." "I did, but this is her Chrismucka Kwanzaa present." Tate gave a blank stare as usual. "Her what?" "You know, I'm celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa in respect to all the African-Americans and Jewish kids at our school." "We have African-Americans and Jewish kids at our school?" Mai would have made a snappy remark at this. However, she found that Tate did make a valid point. "Well, you never know. I'm just being careful." "Whatever. I'll see you at the party tonight. Happy Chrismucky Kwanzaa, Tokiha." "It's Chrismucka Kwanzaa. God! Why is it so hard for people to remember?" Just a little note here. I guess it's okay to be politically correct and try to make sure we mesh all the holidays, but taking the Lord's name in vain, that's perfectly okay under political correctness. You know, I think a lot of people would agree with me. Back in Mai's apartment, the girl managed to grab a breath of fresh air while slamming the door behind her. And you're completely ignoring the services. Back in Mai's apartment, the girl managed to grab a breath of fresh air while slamming the door behind her. She wiped the sweat off her face as she put the chocolates wrapped in green paper in the corner, and she made final adjustments to her party. However, before she could make sure the decorations were complete, a knock on the door sent shivers down her spine. She patted her uniform down, checked her hair, and opened the door. It was none other than Chi and Oi, celebrating the holidays. "Merry Christmas!" the two of them shouted in unison as they exchanged hugs and greetings with the girls. Chi dressed up as a female Santa, and Oi decided to wear a red reindeer nose. "And a happy Chrismukka Kwanzaa to you too," Mai smiled, as she led both of them in. Oi whispered to her partner, "Chi, what's Chrismukka Kwanzaa?" "I don't know," she replied honestly, "but it sounds very politically correct, so just play along." Completely ignoring Life Day. "Presents!" Mikoto shouted as she leapt for the duo. Luckily, having been tackled previous times before, Chi and Oi dodged the incoming attack. "Nice to see you too, Mikoto," Chi replied coolly. "Did you bring me presents, huh? Did you? Presents, presents, presents!" As the cat girl began to run circles of the two of them, Chi bent down and smiled at her. "Well, if you're a good girl, I'm sure Santa will come along and bring you a nice gift." Oi chuckled at the sight. "And what do you want for Christmas, Mikoto?" "An official Red Rider carbine action 200 short range model air rifle with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time," Mikoto shouted. "No, wait, I got that for my birthday." "I don't know," Chie bent down in a very lecturing manner. "Well, just as long as you remain good, Santa will come and bring you a present." Just as the guests were getting comfortable, the doorbell rang again. Mai gladly answered the door with a chipper smile. "Happy Chrismukka Kwanzaa," she said. This time the guest was none other than the student body president. Chizuru wore a knitted sweater on her body and a hat with mistletoe dangling on it. "Ara ara, it's good to see you, Tokiha-san." And with that, Chizuru leaned in and gave a small peck on Mai's cheek. Mai leapt up and questioned her sexual identity. Again. "Where's Kuga-san?" she said, trying to gain her composure. "Oh, Natsuke's bringing Yuki-san along. She'll be here soon." And as the student body president left, surely enough, the blue-haired girl dragged a scarlet woman by the collar. "Happy Chrismukka Kwanzaa! I wasn't expecting you so quickly, Natsuke." The femme fatale cleared her throat. "Well, I had to drag Mrs. Scrooge here along for the holidays, and damn it, Chizuru, I'm not coming near you if you insist on wearing that stupid hat." "Ara, ara! Natsuki, so mean!" a cry came from the corner. "Anyway, Nao's been grumpy lately, and so I had to make sure she wasn't left alone." "Bah humbug!" Nao cried, checking her fingernails. "Christmas sucks!" Now, Nao," Mai waved her finger. "That's not very politically correct. Christmas sucks. Hanukkah sucks. Kwanzaa sucks. Much better," Mai smiled as she led the both of them inside. "Glad to see you again." Natsuki pulled a gift-wrapped bright red paper and gave it to Mai. "It's from Midori. She's sorry she couldn't make it. Where is she, anyway?" Natsuki patted herself down. "Last time I checked, my resources tell me she was in Shanghai, taking a female hostage to barter for a rare diamond while planning an elaborate escape with a spunky, smart-mouthed sidekick. Club Obi-Wan, Shanghai." Midori, dressed in a white tuxedo, held the famous singer Willie Yuko hostage with a fork while she dealt with the Chinese mobsters. Finally, as Lao Chi rotated the table, she grabbed the diamond and examined it. Finally had it. Now it was time to go to the pawn shop. "Now, the diamond for the antidote, Miss Midori?" "No, Jay," asked smugly. "The antidote to what?" she responded. "To the poison you just drank." Lao and her husband laughed. The archaeologist took offense. "How many times do I have to tell you people? It's my body and I can do what I want. I know my limits and I can drink any time I want." "No, not the liquor. We actually poisoned your drink, see?" One of Lao's men held the antidote in the air. "Oh," a somewhat awkward silence fell between the two groups. "I don't have a drinking problem," the archaeologist replied. "Sure you don't. Will you let me go? Yukio, Clyde out. You're poking holes in my dress. Midori pointed to the side. Look, it's the Ark of the Covenant! As the henchman turned around, she smacked two of the guards, stole the antidote from Lao, and leapt out the window. Wait a minute, Willie Yukio cried out. The sequence was supposed to be much longer. As the two crashed through the window, they grabbed the cloth of a stall. Who are you? Before Midori could respond, they led to square into a car seat below them. Wow! Holy smoke! Crash landing! The young driver said. The archaeologist had no time to waste. Step on it, Akira. Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hold on to your potatoes. Crying out loud, there's a kid driving the car. Tokiha's Mai's apartment. For a while, Natsuki and Mai said nothing, imagining what sort of hijinks their friend is getting himself into. Midori needs a new hobby, Mai said quickly. That's what I keep telling her. Anyway, there's some punch at the table, as well as some cookies and latkes at the table. Happy Christmaka Kwanzaa! Natsuki gave a gentle nod, assuring the red-haired girl. Sure. Happy Christmada Kwani. Mai said to herself the guests had already arrived and were having a good time and celebrated with much merry, save for Nao, who decided it was a good idea to steal several of Mai's perfumes in the process. As the night continued on, Mai shared eggnog with many of her close friends until she heard a knock on the door. Santa! Mikoto cried. She leapt for the door. However, as she opened it, she was met with great disappointment. No, it's just Tate. Cat girl replied while moping. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? The blonde boy cried out. However, Mikoto walked far away from him and refused to give him a response. Don't mind her, just waiting for someone special. Nice to see you come by. The blonde boy rubbed his head and stared to the side. Well, it's not like I had anything better to do. So I brought her along too. And surely enough, by the ear, Tate held the troublesome Shiho, tried to wiggle her way out of his grip. Happy Christmaka Kwanzaa, Shiho-san. The younger girl was not very enthusiastic. Yeah. Tate, however, still held her ear very tightly. Shiho, don't you have something to tell Mai? The smaller girl rolled her eyes angrily. I'm sorry. Tate was still very rough on her. You're sorry for what? Shiho sighed. I'm sorry that I went completely insane and tried to kill you and hog Oni-chan all to myself. Much better. Mai giggled at the thought of this. It's okay, Shiho-san. Those were extenuating circumstances. For all I know, I was a manic depressive during the festival myself. Don't encourage her, Tate warned. As he released Shiho from his brotherly grip, Tate leaned back. So how's Takumi doing? Mai sighed. Her brother's operation had went well, but his body still wasn't healed enough to make it back to the country. Oh, he's fine. I just hope he's celebrating Christmas right now in America. America. Look, Akira, Tatsumi said as he gave his gifts to the Konoishi. He sat patiently in the hospital bed, waiting for the girl to open it. Oh, I wonder what it could... The girl finally opened the present. Inside, a bright orange jumpsuit with a headband. Oh, you don't like it? I figured since you were a ninja, you'd like Naruto. You like Naruto, right? It's just how your life is like. Kira rose up from her bedside seat. Could you excuse me for a moment? Slowly but surely, she made her way down the hall into the elevator and pressed a button on the top floor. As she waited patiently, she twiddled her fingers for a short period of time. Finally, the Konoichi found her way to the top of the roof. Snow falling ever so gently. Taking a deep breath, she spoke, Ninjas do not wear orange. They do not go to school, and they do not yell, Rasengan! Damn you, Masashi Kishimoto! Finally, venting her anger, she went to the elevator, pressed the button on the original floor, and walked back into Kakumi's room. I like it. Thank you very much. You know, everyone knows they yell, believe it. Tokiha Mai's apartment. Yeah, Mai said to herself. I bet Takumi's having a great Christmaka Kwanzaa. Yuishi? Tokiha-san? Mai turned around, look, only to find the blonde boy was replaced by a blonde girl with large purple eyes. Suzushiro-san and Yukino-san, what happened to Tate? Yukino replied first. Well, he started getting tired of you staring in space, reminiscing about your brother, so he left. Bastard! Mai whispered under her breath. The executive officer crossed her arms. We just need to make sure no one pikes the eggnog. Yukino gave a heavy sigh. It spikes the eggnog, Haruka-chan. You hear me? Haruka shouted. The entire complex heard her. Nobody better get any funny ideas about putting alcohol into the eggnog, especially from that 24-hour liquor store across the street using a fake ID. You got that? As the executive officer left, Mai whispered to Yukino. Was that supposed to discourage or encourage people to drink? I'm afraid it did both. Wait for me, Haruka-chan. Mai shook her head. Inviting the rest of the guests inside. Welcome to the party. If you're hungry, there's gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and a pot pie. Shado decided to take Mai's advice and sat in the corner, about to feast on her pastry. Nya, Mikoto said, seeing Shiho's treat. No, Mikoto, this is my pot pie. Nya, no, Mikoto, this is my pot pie. Nya, no, Mikoto, that's a bad Mikoto. Tate from the corner scolded his guest. Shiho, be nice, and stop referencing adult cartoons. As Mai counted the number of guests, she also noticed something quite depressing. No one had touched the latkes. Nor did they go to the Kwanzaa section. Meanwhile, the Christmas section was getting all the attention, and everyone seemed to crowd there. Does anyone want to play with the dreidel? It's quite fun, actually. But sadly, no one came. She quietly sat in between the Hanukkah and Kwanzaa section, spinning a lone dreidel. However, another knock came to the door. As Mai sighed, Mikoto went to the door and answered it eagerly. Mikoto peeked through the eye hole. Mai, it's Santa! It's Santa! Huh? The girl must have gone deaf. It's Santa Claus! He's at the door! With this, the room felt oddly abuzz. It started to get crowded with people. They went and flooded the entrance, leading outside to Mai's apartment. Mikoto opened the door to find, surely enough, a white-haired, blue-eyed Santa. Santa also happened to be 5'1". Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, the short Santa said through his thick whiskers. Wait a minute, Mai responded. You're not Santa. You're Nagi in a Santa suit and fake beard. No, I'm not, the so-called Santa replied. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Natsuki, seeing through the trick, decided to test him. If you're Santa, where's your belly that shakes like a bowl of jelly? I'm magic and I gave myself liposuction. Tate came with questions too. If you're Santa, why are you so short? Again, magic. If you're Santa, look, do you want presents or not? Because I have to give presents to those kids in Area 11, and if you're not going to cooperate... Mai shook her head. No, we'll be good. Good, the short Santa said as he paraded around the apartment. Joyfully, he reached into his holiday red sack and felt something. Oh, I sent a big present here. I think it's going to be for Yukino Kikukawa. Me? Yukino replied as she stepped forward. For you, I have a potted plant. Santa lifted the pot holding a rather dead, rather black plant and gave it to Yukino. Don't worry, it just needs some sunlight. Thank you. Natsuki leaned forward, intrigued by the situation. What have you got for me? Reached to the crimson sack once more, felt something interesting. Oh, I think it's Duran. The blue-haired girl shot up and sat by its side. Duran? You got me Duran? That's right. The Santa planted the CD into Natsuki's eager ears. Duran, Duran. One of the many songs you'll find in the self-titled CD. Well, that was cheap. The blue-haired girl grumbled. She went off the other direction. Santa then approached Shiho. What do you want, little girl? Shiho thought long and hard. She put more consideration into this gift than she had when she compiled a list of Wii games she needed. I wish I wasn't so hated by the fandom and had a bigger rating with the popularity polls. Jolly Santa bellowed. Deal. Now you're a comic relief character and you get the spiral toy. Wait, can't I be the serious character and have a bigger popularity poll? I'm Santa, not Jesus. Now what's your wish, young man? Tate hesitated for a moment, unsure what to exactly wish for. I don't know, to hit puberty faster? How about a new voice actor? Huh? Santa nodded his head. You got it. We'll fire your old voice actor and give you a fresh one. Well, that's not really necessary. Tate shut his mouth, realizing how it quickly changed into a bass voice. "Oh, Mikoto, have I got something for you." "Presents!" the cat girl screamed. "Presents, presents, presents! It's your very own Ultima weapon." "Wow," Mikoto said, holding a giant sword. 8 slots for materia and attack power of 100. "Thanks, Santa." "No problem. What do you want, little girl?" Now gave her usual holiday cheer. "Piss off." "Granted," he said as he walked away. Now looked up, only to see that Santa had walked far away. Hey, I didn't mean that. Don't you have a present for me?" Chizuru giggled as Santa approached her. "Would you like me to get you?" Student body president, rather than vocalizing her request, leaned in and whispered her gift into his ear. "You got it," he said as he snapped his fingers. "Now, I have one more present to give. What would you like, my Hime?" Mai took her gift into consideration. "If I asked you to stop using that pun, would you count that as my gift?" Yes, it would. Mai, rather tempted by the offer, decided it would be best not to pick that particular gift. "Okay, I wished people who celebrated Hanukkah and Kwanzaa would arrive." "Deal." The short Santa went outside the room and grabbed 2 men wrapped and gagged with holiday ribbons. "Here's a man who celebrates Hanukkah, and here's a man who celebrates Kwanzaa." "Don't you think you should untie them?" Mai said, seeing the 2 men struggle. "Nope. You have to open your gifts yourself." "Well, I'm off to spread more Christmas joy." "Wait," Chie said, next to Oi and Haruka. "Don't we get presents too?" "Nope, main characters only." Oi stood flustered by the situation. "Hey, how did Tate get a present? He's a love interest at best." Haruka was dealing with the news of her own holiday spirit. "Stupid, short, moronic, foolish, cold-giving, bubuzuke Santa." "Bye," the Santa said, slamming the door behind him. "Well," said Mai, "I guess we got our own presents. I better unwrap my 2 presents." Quickly, she pulled away the wrapping before either man could choke.
"That has to be the worst Santa ever. How is anybody going to take me seriously with my new voice?"
Tate responded. "You could always change your name, Oni-chan," Shiho said, as she began to spin a new toy around several times. "Haruka-chan," Yukino said in her usual whisper, "since you don't have a gift, you could always take my gift." Yukino replied as she handed Haruka a small gift, wrapped in red paper. The executive officer gasped. "A brand new revised version of the school board regulations? How did you know that was what I wanted?" Yukino gave a small smile. "Just a hunch." "Chihei, here's my gift to you," Aoi said, giving her a rather tiny package. "Oh, a new cell phone with unlimited texting for a whole month. You shouldn't have." Aoi laughed and rubbed the back of her head. "Oh, it's nothing." Chihei, however, looked dead serious. "No, really, you shouldn't have. All I got for you was a gift card." "Oh." Mai, unwrapping her new guests, gave a speech. "Well, I guess we learned the holidays aren't about gifts, because too much emphasis on gifts will usually leave you disappointed. Well, except in Mikoto's case." "I think Mai is right," Mikoto cheered. "But I want to play with the new sword, too. That reminds me," Nao said from the corner. "What did Fujino ask for anyway?" "Hey, Shizuru." Natsuke's movement became heavy, and her words became slurred. "Have I ever told you how good you look in that hat?" "Natsuke?" Mai asked, seeing the biker girl act very friendly. "Shizuru, did I ever tell you that you're the most awesome person ever?" "Ara, ara!" the student body president responded. "It seemed that Natsuke is in no condition to talk. I better take her home. Goodbye, everybody." "Goodbye," everybody said, seeing the 2 women leave. "Come on, Chizuru, give me a kiss." "Huh?" Mai said to herself. I guess she did get what she wanted after all. "From all of us here," Mai said, "we wish you holiday cheer." Mikoto responded. "We wish you great Yutai joy," Jay said. "Hope you get some new toys," Aoi commented. "And be as good and as breast as you can," Haruka said. "It's be the best, Haruka-chan," Yukino corrected. "So whether you're Jewish, Christian, or black," Tate bellowed, "we wish you happy holidays and hope you wish it right back," Shino said, playing with a new spiral toy. "From all the joy and holiday cheer," Nao shrugged. "Happy holidays and a happy new year." Author's note. Joy to the world, bitches! Have a good night! The end. And that was a Mahime non-denominational holiday special. Granted, Chappelle fan, I don't believe that political correctness exists in Japan. This isn't a slight on you at all. I read your story because it was an excellent parody, and we all had a good time here. So, I may be a man who reads fan fiction for a podcast, but I speak with a British accent, a pseudo one, and have music playing behind me, so therefore, I believe I speak with somewhat of a position of authority. Around this time every year, you'll hear people talk about how Christmas isn't celebrated the same way it was when they were children. I'm willing to bet that if you could have a time machine and go back to that time period and see how Christmas was, you'd hear your parents talking about how Christmas wasn't celebrated the way that it was when they were children. And I bet you if you could take a time machine back to when your parents were children, don't kill them, that'd be a paradox, you would hear your grandparents talk about how Christmas wasn't the same when they were children, that somehow it'd been over-commercialized. They have an editorial article in the San Jose Evening News, written on December 22nd, 1922, on the commercialization of Christmas. Same thing they complained about in the Charlie Brown Christmas special, written in 1964. They even mention in this editorial that in 1644, English Puritans forbade the merriment or religious services by act of Parliament on the ground that Christmas was a heathen festival and ordered it should be observed by fasting and prayer. As a matter of fact, set the Wayback Machine even further, you'll find out that Christmas Mass was not celebrated until the year 400 AD. When people say that Christmas wasn't celebrated the way it was when they were children, unless they're over 1700 years old, I wouldn't believe them. Just like I don't believe that there's a war on Christmas. I just told you the church itself was against it, for one point. Whether or not or how I choose to celebrate the holiday doesn't make me a better person than you. Trust me, there are many other reasons why I am. Don't reflect on how you celebrated Christmas when you were a child. If you choose to do so, you choose to live in an illusion. Reflect instead how you celebrate Christmas in the moment. How you can choose to live to have peace on earth. And goodwill towards men. I'm not saying that there isn't too many commercials about Christmas. I'm not saying that there isn't a desire in people to want to be able to, Christmas morning, show their spouse that they bought them a souped-up Toyota with a bow on it. That is real. But is Christmas really about gifts? Wouldn't your spouse respect you just the same if you gave something from the heart? You want to know the secret of how to give a good Christmas present? Listen. Listen year-round. Whether or not you choose to give somebody a gift on December 25th, or some random on birthday, if you've listened, that's the greatest gift of all. And always remember that there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes pretentious internet theater. Good night, and the pleasure was all yours.